Watching our grain markets and what is playing a role within them. I'm Keith Lindberg with your Farm News Updates. Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities, based out of Minneapolis, said there are a number of factors playing a role when it comes to our markets, and a lot of them are dealing with trade.
Yeah, first of all, we have the trade agreement put together with Europe. I thought that would have been supportive, but, you know, we were not paying export tariffs sending our corn and soybeans into there before. One thing came out of nowhere. Argentina lowered their grain export taxes. That's going to increase the farmer selling in Argentina and increase global export competition. So that was viewed as negative, and I think we're looking at really a non-threatening weather forecast going forth. I think 9 of the last 10 Mondays we've seen the corn market close lower.
I know, Al, you and I normally take time here towards the end of the month to review how we're doing year over year, month over month. When you look at the corn, soybean, wheat market a year ago, really, how are we comparing?
Yeah, we're seeing prices on corn virtually unchanged from a year ago. The marketing pattern is very similar, where a year ago we saw the corn market turn lower in April and May and just trend lower right until the last week of August, early September. Soybeans are about $1.20 a bushel lower than a year ago, and wheat prices are very close to where we were last year at this time. Seasonally, you would look for winter wheat prices to begin, attempt to put in the bottom. I'm going to guess today that we're going to show 80% of that winter wheat crop has been harvested.
Again, before I do let you go, outside markets, you and I need to talk a little bit about them. Anything catching your eye here today, Al?
Initially, the stock market surged sharply higher on the news of the trade agreement with Europe, but we're giving most of that back. Maybe a lot of that was built in, or a lot of concern about what the Fed will do. They're meeting later this week. Will they take interest rates lower or stay as expected and keep rates the same?
The general feel is they'll keep the rates the same. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lindberg.